We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
An impromptu segment of Ask a Jew. In terms of circumcision,
yeah,
it's a horrifying, horrifying thing to be near. One time I was an assistant at my nephew's circumcision, where I was what's called a sondek, right? And I was the guy, I held some gauze that was soaked in Manischewitz, and I could put it on his gums.
Yeah, you probably do a lot better with Manischewitz, but it looked funny on my table.
As the moil sliced off his foreskin. And he shrieked like an eight-day-old in the worst pain that they will ever experience their entire life. And my sister left the room.
Compose yourself! This is a bris! We're performing a bris here, not a burlesque show! This is not a school play! This is not a baggy pants farce! This is a bris! A sacred ancient ceremony symbolizing the covenant between God and Abraham. Or something.
And but he got through it, and now he's the play-by-play voice of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps.
Nice.
Deep to right. Goodbye.
Alternate names for Ask a Jew, by the way. The More Jew Know, which is pretty good. Learn something Jew every day. Okay, so some good questions coming in via text. Is the dreidel game considered gambling? Oh, yeah.
Why do you wear such a tiny hat, and is there a tiny hat rack?
Called a yarmulke.
And make that beanie spin when I work his thing.
It's a fun fact. It's transliterated, which is like translated from the Hebrew as yarmulke, Y-A-R-M-U-L-K-E.
Dump um tanny. We don't know what that means. We have no clue what that means. It could be anything.
Is that some sort of signal out there for someone?
Yeah.
What's that thing Jews put on the front door? You mean the thing on the door jamb? It's called a mezuzah, and it's a little, it's inside the mezuzah, which is on the door jamb, is a copy of a prayer from the Torah. And every time you go in and out of the house, you're supposed to kiss your hand. And
it's like
touch
a Notre Dame sign.
Right, like play like a champion today.
It's a mezuzah. This is like a Jewish thing. You know, we put it over the door so every anti-Semite in the neighborhood will know that we live here in case they want to burn down the house. Anyway.
One, two, three.
And here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go, Jim.
Here we go, Tony.
Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Still very disappointed that I missed the first ever edition of Ask a Jew. Maybe we can run that back at some point. But you were very qualified to
yeah,
answer
thank
those
you.
Questions.
Thank you very much. We've done Ask a Pawn Shop Owner.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Ask a Produce Lady.
Yep.
Yeah. And then I think that's where that bit died on the vine, right there.
Is that right?
I think so.
We didn't have another Ask a Blank.
I think it should be revived.
Right? I think so. I think Ask a Blank has a future. I think it absolutely does.
Yeah.
Who do you want to hear from, listeners? You know. But I guess it's really it's our job to bring interesting people to them that they're actually
interested
in.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, if we could offload some of the work on the listeners, all the better.
I like Ask an Alderman.
Hmm.
We know just the guy, just the guy that Jamoke who wanted to buy the Bears but didn't really know any of the details of how that would happen or that it was completely illegal and not really a thing.
Yeah. Well, other than that, though, he had a good idea.
Yeah. Other than that, he was right there.
So we're going to talk to Mark Grody in 15 minutes with a very meaty and substantive Bears report that will include Tevin Jenkins and Justin Fields and all sorts of stuff. But I am curious how you feel, Matt Spiegel, as a multi-level baseball person. Self-described, by the way. First of all, by the way, are you standing by your couch to Marcus Stroman report?
Yeah,
you're standing by.
Sure.
Cubs and Stroman are talking, and there's mutual interest.
They're absolutely talking. I have since heard that the Angels are the other team. That those are the two teams right now. I cannot report the existence of a mystery team. But no, I'm very confident in what I said, which is that the Cubs have been talking and trying very hard to get Marcus Stroman, and we'll see if it happens by the deadline tonight.
Okay, well, so now, and then the deadline tonight is what I wanted to talk to you about, because from what I've read on this, it seems inevitable, right? They had a seven minute meeting today at a hotel. Owners left, and the reports are that the owners are not going to be countering the players' latest proposal. So this is not they are not going to be burning the midnight oil to try to get a deal done, right? Like there is not going to be drama tonight. There will be a lockout come midnight. There might be a trade consummated before then. There might be another signing that happens before then.
Yeah, but there's the no contact. The lockout is happening. The no contact is happening. And the no contact means that teams can't even talk to their players. So like Rick Hahn was asked today, Danny, like if the pitchers have been in touch with Ethan Katz and otherwise to like get them ready for this possible extended time where you're out of touch with your team and your coaches. So
I hope he said yes.
He did. He did.
Yeah, that seems fairly basic.
And then you called. Then you made a phone call.
Right, and interrupted.
And I blew my opportunity to say, hey, Rick, it's Danny Parkins. Should I get this? Do you want to talk to him? I blew my chance.
Yeah, well, next time. I can interrupt a Zoom call again unintentionally.
Speaking is still going, even though he's on mute.
Yes, exactly. we know there will be bad headlines, but from what I have read, it seems like this is inevitable and largely procedural, and we start to worry if March 1st comes around and there is no progress or deal, right? Like if we are on the doorsteps of pitchers and catchers reporting, Scorehouse, Sloan Park, and teams going to Florida and Arizona, that's when we worry. But December, January, and February, it's going to just be a lot of posturing and negative headlines, but hopefully ultimately leave the game in a more healthy place going forward, right? Are we ready for 90 days of noise and then regular baseball to resume?
I hope. You know, I would sign up for that right now.
Yeah,
If you're offering me that, I would sign up for it. I would much prefer February 1, so then you could still have a month of hot stove and you'd get a second frenzy. Like think how cool that would be. Feb 1 or Feb 15, they make a deal and you get a second frenzy of free agent signing, some trades that have been agreed upon over the phone but can't be consummated until you're done, and then you hit March and spring training right on the heels of that frenzy. That would be like the best start to a baseball season ever.
Okay, so that's totally reasonable. I want to try to come at this from a, this sucks, but if there are no games lost and if cooler heads ultimately prevail.
But stop there for a second, because I don't think that March 1st means no games lost. I mean,
I'm saying March 1st is like when you start to, like I'm saying between now and March 1st, I'm pledging to not get worried by the noise that's going to happen over the next 90 days. Doesn't mean we don't talk about it. Doesn't mean we don't bring on our
But what I'm saying is, if they make the deal on March 1st or the end of, at February 28th or whatever, I don't know if that's enough time to regroup, have a spring training, get all the deals done. I think that we would end up missing games. I mean, maybe just a couple of weeks or maybe a month worth of games.
Okay. Yeah. Well, so you think I should move the date of concern earlier?
Yeah, I would go Feb 1. I would go Feb 1 or Feb 15 latest if you want to get the games in, if you really want to get all the games in.
Okay. Well, then let's – you want to call it Feb 15 for our purposes?
Yeah, I think that's good. I think that's good. That bridges the gap between you and I. And I get your point. You're trying to find optimism.
Pragmatism.
Well, but optimism – is practical for the health of our and our well-being, frankly. So
it benefits no one large market owners, small market owners, players. It benefits no one to play fewer than 162 games this year. It benefits no one. What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at John Heyman, who just tweeted, Cubs are in serious talks with Marcus Stroman. Matt Spiegel, 670 first.
Look at you. What a day for Spiegs.
Oh, my God. It's hilarious.
What a day for Spiegs. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, see, hey,
Ken Rosenthal coming in. First to note interest, Matt Spiegel, 670. It's happening.
That's hilarious.
This is great. What a day for you. I'm so happy for you. Good job.
Ridiculous.
Can you reveal your source?
No.
I'm just kidding.
Other things might happen.
Look at
sourced.
You. This I'm, is what a great day.
Let's get it done. That'd be
you know,
a very
good for
cool
you.
Story.
Yes.
I'm still talking. Still talking, even though I'm on mute. I'm still talking.
God, how good do you feel right now, Mr. Multi-Level Baseball Person? I mean, you are a baseball opinionist. You're a baseball talk show host. You're a baseball play-by-play man. You're a baseball reporter.
Come on, baseball
and music on TV. I mean,
you enjoyed. I appreciate all of that. Yeah, see, that's just all the levels. I might not be good at any of them, but you
get
know,
Carl Ravitch out of there is what I'm saying.
You
honestly, can we call Benetti right now and fire him? Bruce, I'm sorry. You guys are your services are no longer needed here. We have Matt Spiegel. I'm sorry to break it to Pat Hughes and Zach Zaidman, but we could save the company a lot of money.
Boy, I could.
We've got
all,
Matt Spiegel to do everything.
Could do all those jobs.
All of those jobs.
Yeah, that could be fun.
You'll be rich and famous beyond your wildest imagination.
I don't think that's how it works. When you get one scoop, you know, that isn't even consummated yet.
Oh, come on. It's been confirmed.
I got to ask a question here, guys. Say Marcus Stroman signs a deal within the next hour.
Yeah.
Doesn't he have to come to Chicago and pass a physical by 11 o'clock Central for it to be real?
Yes, absolutely. And if they were in serious talks, I bet he is either at the airport or ready to use his agent's private jet, or he might even be here already. Like if they had gotten
close. Or Lincoln Riley's private jet too.
Yeah.
Well, he has unlimited hours from USC. That would be
but for his family. For family use. I don't think he can give Stroman I don't know that they're related. But you could also
he just adopted Marcus Stroman.
Also can do a physical anywhere. So I don't think he has to be in Chicago.
That's a good point.
To do a physical. So they could in theory fly to him. But I mean, honestly, whose job do you want? Do you want Stone's job?
No, I like this one.
This one?
You can do this one. If I have to have somebody's job, yeah, I'll take Pat Hughes's, of course.
Okay, good.
Come on.
So Pat, I'm sorry to break it to you.
Yeah, but that would be a wonderful way to grow old and round out a life centered around baseball.
I mean, you're on your way. This is what a day. I'm so glad I was working today for this moment. The smile on your face.
Oh, God.
I don't have Twitch open at home, but I don't know how many people saw it in the room. But I was making some sort of salient point about how we are not going to let noise distract us.
Right. I think I believe you were talking about a thought experiment regarding Justin Fields.
That might have been it. I wanted to. I always have one at the tip of my tongue.
There's one locked and loaded. It's available every day.
What if he outduels Kyler Murray with bad ribs? What will it mean for the next 10 years of the franchise?
Hey, Speaks, per Fox Sports MLB, Cubs are in talks with Marcus Stroman per Ken Rosenthal. So now I believe it.
Oh, wow.
Confirmed.
This is my opportunity to be angry about being left out of a sourced report. That is hilarious.
I am
Danny.
So
I'm laughing and I'm enjoying it. It makes me laugh. But like you, if this was you, you know, like I feel a little bit like you on NFL schedule reveal day.
Yeah, of course. Because here's the thing: we don't miss. People don't shoot down our scoops. We are 100% on this show. I tell you it's Bears-Rams to open the season. It's Bears-Rams. Speaks tells you it's Cubs and Stroman. It's Cubs and Stroman.
Let's go.
Now, other people, you know, these patch.com people, these George McCaskey snaps, ordering around Matt Nagy. You know, they mess around in the report. Pulitzer Prizes. 40 years of reporting chops. They're not members of the mob.
I saw Marcus Stroman at Starbucks on Yom Kippur. That's how I knew it was going to happen. Oh, no, that was Theo Epstein in 2012 or 2011. Whatever. It was close. It's a good signing, man. If this happens, it looks like it's going to happen. It's a pretty good deal. But I think you enjoyed Schedule Reveal Day even more than I'm enjoying Marcus Stroman confirmed day.
I'm enjoying it for you. I honestly got you those five innings. Whose job do you want? Just name your job.
Yeah.
I'll get you the job. It's not a problem. We get people jobs around here. That's what we do.
That's what we do, huh?
Stroman and Miley and Hendricks and Alzolay. That's a rotation for a 80-win team.
Yeah, they need to do more.
But
Stroman, and we're going to get to know Stroman. He's a very fun, vibrant personality, passionate, unafraid to be himself, and very active on socials. And yeah, I'm looking forward to getting to know Marcus Stroman a little bit.
Man, if Passan doesn't give you Matt Spiegel first on that tweet, hell will have no fury like a friend scorned. I will blow him up on air and off air. Passan's tweet. Better. And by the way, go back to your source, man. Get the contract details first.
All right, let me work on that.
Be the first to be like, yo, 5 for 90, Stroman.
All right, need a rep.
Okay. All right, I'll handle the Bears report with Moby Ditka and do Justin Fields hypotheticals. You go out there and take John Heyman's job. It's Parkins and Spiegel on The Score.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
Sideline reporter for Bears Radio, WBBM.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Parkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score.
Moby Ditka in studio. I am prepared to conduct this entire Bears report because Matt Spiegel is too big for us now, as he is being credited by John Heyman and Ken Rosenthal for the Cubs and Marcus Stroman. Spiegs, have you been able to get contract details, and have you left us for further work?
No, I have not been able to confirm any sort of contract details. But I did retweet Hector Gomez, who put my name in a Spanish language breaking news baseball tweet.
Oh, my God.
I know.
He's leaving us for Telemundo.
Where's Passan? Come on, Jeff.
Oh, don't worry.
Let's go, buddy.
If Passan or Morosi do not link you in their tweet crediting this story, oh, my. I'm breaking in. What's on tonight? I don't even know what we're airing. I'm breaking in.
Mark Grody show tonight, by the way. Thank
you.
Love
that show. Yeah. I love that show.
I'm totally expendable. You could jump in at any time during my show. 6 to 9 tonight.
Okay, well, if Stroman to the Cubs breaks, and either Passan or Morosi do not credit Matt Spiegel with this scoop, you can expect a phone call from a very angry talk show host that will be lambasting them.
I would absolutely adore that. I would like Spiegel on there with the details. I think it'll be a breaking news first responder moment for all of us.
Mark, now that I'm a newsbreaker, I don't know if I'm available to join you.
Yeah, I understand that. That's the way I felt when I reported that the turnover bucket was gone. So I totally understand how it feels. I was credited with that. I think I got like 3 more Twitter followers out of it. It was an incredible day for me.
This is a much better Twitter experience than my Dogs in Coats weekend.
Oh, my God. You know what? You were owed this, buddy, and it's perfect that I am the person on the air after ruining you for 24 hours, which I did.
It's karmic retribution for a Dog in Coats joke.
What bad thing is going to happen to me? See? The good thing happened to you, something horrible. You know, they'll be like breaking baseball news, and I'll be all alone here with no producers. That's what will happen to me tonight, and there'll be another great soundbite.
Alex Cora is going to get fired.
You'll be enveloped with
yes, the enveloping will occur. It's coming at me, man. Karma is a bitch.
So there's a lot to get to here. Informative stuff,
yes.
Funny stuff. Let's start, as all things do, with me and Bear's conversations. Let's start with any updates, the latest on Justin Fields from Matt Nagy.
I watched Justin Fields practice today, which I think is surprising to some people just because of how kind of fragile those ribs injuries are in terms of pain and the actual physical damage that was done. So Justin Fields was out there. He was limited in the practice, so he was going easy today. If you want to see him actually throw a football without wincing, there's no wincing. It is on my Twitter now, too, at Mark Grody Sports. But let's hear what Matt Nagy thinks about Justin Fields and the goals for the rest of the season. Here's Nagy.
Obviously for us right now, we got to make sure that medically he's in a place where he's safe that way. And then on top of that, when he is, and as we work through that, it's important for him to continue to grow off of that momentum that he had those last couple games. You know, we got into that half against Baltimore, and I thought they did a good job that first half. And then unfortunately, you know, he got hurt. But I really felt like those last two games prior to that, he had some moments in there where you could feel him growing. You saw him in practice, really starting to see it. And so this is a part of life of you know, playing quarterback in this league, and there's going to be injuries that happen. But he's done a great job of staying mentally focused. Even last week, for him on the sideline to kind of get a feel and see from that perspective some things, I think was good for him. So we'll see how it goes this week and keep an eye on everything. But I like where he's at.
Good. I would not expect him to say anything different. Is this setting up for the narrative of, you know, that time away was actually good for Justin Fields? He learned a lot while sitting. Is that where this is going?
I thought about that too. It's like, is it just a little "I told you so" shot? Like, players can learn things by watching and sitting on the sidelines. But no, I think that was typical Matt Nagy, sort of covering every single ounce of the question in his own peripheral type of way. I think, too, you know, a follow-up that I had with Matt Nagy today, guys, was how has Justin Fields been throughout all this? Because there's some players who will impose their will during injuries and say, "I am not sitting out. I am going in there," and sometimes they win that battle. And I asked Nagy about that, and he said, "I promise you, he badly wants in." And I just wonder if that's part of why we saw him practicing out there today, which I think surprised a lot of people. I wasn't necessarily surprised because the way Ryan Pace talked about it, he made it sound like it's not that big a deal. He said there's no way he's going on IR. So I don't know. I feel, you know, Dalton was taking the first team reps, but I do still think there is a decent chance that Justin Fields starts on Sunday.
That's surprising, Groats, because it's you know, you want to protect him, but you think he looked good enough. That would be nice, because I'm resigned to fieldslessness, which would make for an unexciting watch on Sunday afternoon.
If it's a matter of toughness, and they were talking about pain tolerance, I expect Justin Fields to play. Kid seems unbelievably tough. So we saw it at Ohio State, and we saw it coming out of that Cleveland game. So if it is a matter of he cannot do more damage to
right.
it, but it is pain tolerance,
yep.
like if whenever they give Justin Fields that designation, I will be erring on the side of him playing. We got a lot more to get
yes.
to here, Grody, so let's stay with Matt Nagy. And finally, there was some sort of insight into Tevin Jenkins.
There's like 85% of an answer here.
Wow.
In terms of what side Tevin Jenkins may or may not play on as far as the tackle position is concerned. Here is Nagy on that. Take a listen.
Yeah, as far as the side for Tevin, he's obviously a guy that has played both, and you know, but playing on that right side, and then we got Larry Borum right now that's doing a great job on the right. You got Jason Peters, and who's done a phenomenal job coming in here. So that's something internally that we probably just got to decide. And I know Juan has an idea of where he would be at sidewise. I mean, I think it's probably a benefit that he can do both. I don't know if I have an exact answer right now. As we get into this thing, you know, you're thinking more probably left, but again, he could play both.
Would it be a concern once you get Justin out there, knowing that you want his blind side protected and you got Jason out there?
Right. We would have to get into all that. We want to make sure that for both quarterbacks, you know, that both guys are protected on both sides. And I think right now our tackles have done a pretty good job at doing that. We had a couple games there where we had a few sacks, but I feel pretty good right now in our offensive line protection-wise. I mean, I even think back to Detroit, like I told you all the other day. I mean, they protected really, really well on the edges there. And We just want to keep that going. But there's definitely some questions to be answered with Tevin there.
Matt, there was obviously a lot of noise around your team.
We could cut that right there. There we go, Herbie. Sorry, I guess I left that on there. Left side, guys, that's what I heard. Maybe not left side, but probably left side, which makes sense because that was the idea when they cut Charles Leno Jr. You drafted this stud tackle. The idea was that he was going to be the future left tackle, and it sounds like that's their first preference anyway.
Well, you know, every time we've seen him working out in the end zone before a game, it's taken steps as a left tackle would take. And Jason Peters has to be a guy who, you know, would happily go fishing for the final couple weeks of a regular season.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
As soon as you're eliminated from playoff contention, or even if you're not, if you asked him to do so, the only question is whether you are concerned with the blind side of Justin Fields. But he's taking a bunch of hits from the right side when the head is turned. So those hits could come from anywhere, I suppose.
You have to evaluate Tevin Jenkins. Left tackle is more valuable than right tackle. He's a second-round pick. And as long as he is not a danger to Justin Fields,
right,
then you should absolutely get tape on him out there, because Justin Fields can get hurt seeing a hit coming, not seeing a hit coming. We've already seen the guy take 9 sacks in a game. There are other ways to get hit or to get injured in a football game. It's not just on blown blocking assignments from offensive linemen. Like, I don't believe that you can live in complete fear of an injury to Justin Fields, and evaluating what you have in Tevin Jenkins matters a lot. So, yeah, I would play him, and I would play him at left tackle. I like that that is what they are planning to do, and I think that it is absolutely what they should do. Jalen Johnson has proven to be a pretty good quote, Grody. What was interesting from him today?
Yeah, a couple things from Jalen Johnson. Number one, he has a different way, or different from all of the other players and coaches that we spoke to about all the rumors that went down with Matt Nagy's job and George McCaskey and whether or not he was the one that assigned the starting quarterback job to Justin Fields. So Jalen Johnson answered the question about all of that differently than anybody else.
Honestly, I think it's funny. I mean, at the end of the day, that noise is noise, and I mean, I feel like that's your guys' job more so than my job, is to worry about and what's going on outside of the football field. So, I mean, for me, I'm not worried about it. I don't think any of the guys were too worried about it. I mean, of course, it was a topic of conversation, but I don't think anybody was over the edge in any type of sort like that. So, I mean, just really being able to focus in. I mean, we got bigger things to worry about if we're worried about outside noises after a 5-game losing streak.
So he was entertained by it. He was amused by it. So I thought that was a slightly different twist on what everybody else was saying.
Yeah, that is different. I don't know. I don't really want to read too much into it either direction, right? Like Eddie Jackson saying it's not helpful.
Right.
Well, you're fighting a losing battle there, man. You're not going to stop the mob. And Jalen Johnson being like, nah, I don't care. Like,
no way our mob's getting stopped. No way our mob is getting stopped.
No, especially when you're breaking big news. So like, I don't want to put too much stock into Eddie Jackson like going hard anti, and then I, like, conversely, right?
Yeah,
then can't put too much stock into Jalen Johnson being like, it doesn't matter.
Right.
I don't think that means he doesn't like Matt Nagy.
Yeah, and I think the initial question too, it should be pointed out, was are you stressed? Did it stress you out? And he had answered that by saying, no, it didn't stress us out at all. So it is a completely opposite take of like you said, Eddie Jackson and some of the other players.
What else from Jalen Johnson?
One more from Jalen Johnson, and we assigned him to answer the questions and sing the plaudits of one Kyler Murray. By the way, we got ripped off of Lamar Jackson, and now they're going up against Kyler Murray, hopefully, who will play this week. Here's Jalen Johnson on Murray.
I mean, Kyler is Kyler. I've been watching him since high school. His ability to run and extend plays, and, I mean, he has a very strong arm. So, I mean, with that combination of speed and arm talent is very hard to guard. But, I mean, at the end of the day, everybody just has to do their job. We got to contain him up front, and then in the back end, we got to cover.
Is that disappointing when Lamar Jackson didn't play? Do you want to go up against the best? Same thing with Kyler Murray.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I don't want any of the top guys to miss a game. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I couldn't be too concerned about that, because I know he was coming in. He was ready to play just like Lamar was. I mean, at the end of the day, I'll play against whoever lines up. But, yeah, I was definitely excited for that.
I respect that as a competitor.
Yes.
Yep. As a fan, I wanted to see it, and being at the game and seeing it be Tyler Huntley versus Dalton kind of sucked instead of Lamar.
It did suck.
He feels, but I'd imagine the coaches would not share his sentiment, right? The coaches are like, yeah. That's all well and good, but we'll take Tyler Huntley instead of Lamar Jackson.
I think one of the things that Matt Nagy said today to almost even contradict what Jalen Johnson was saying is that what defensive coordinators fear most is quarterbacks who have the ability to run the football. So if the Bears are serious about all this winning stuff, they're going to want Kyler Murray to go ahead and not play on Sunday.
I'll take my chances against Colt McCoy. You know,
who's played well as a backup.
He's played fine. He's played fine. And it's a really good team. And the Cardinals are better than the Bears with Colt McCoy or Kyler Murray. It's just, if you care about the Bears winning this game for some reason, Colt McCoy absolutely gives you a better chance.
All right. How about some hilarity from the day? I think we all, as Bears fans, at times I like to bring you hilarity that is truly hilarity and not ironic hilarity. Well, actually, there is a little bit of ironic hilarity to this because it was based on a mistake. Christian Jones, linebacker for the Bears, who you will see a lot more of because, incidentally, Roquan Smith did not practice today. But Christian Jones, as a lot of fans know, during the coin toss on Thanksgiving Day against Detroit, the Lions won the coin toss and opted to defer. The referee turned to Jones, who also deferred, and we got an answer from Christian Jones about the double deferment.
You know what? I was kind of chatting with one of my former teammates before the coin toss, so I heard him, but I didn't really hear him. So that's kind of what happened there.
Did you check your phone after the game?
I knew after that I was gonna get some type of backlash from him, but you know, it's all good.
He broadcast essentially. Troy Aikman said, "Oh, we got a good one for you." This coin toss. Did you go back and watch it then? And
I saw some clips. You know, I saw it. Just try to entertain some people on Thanksgiving, you know. Sometimes you got to check the rest, man, you know. Been a little iffy this year, so make sure they're on the toes a little bit.
Oh, a little shot there,
that's
boys.
Great. That's great. Yeah, that is fantastic. I like him. I like Christian Jones a lot. And the double deferral, we'll defer. They've already deferred.
Yeah,
we'll defer.
You can't keep deferring. So somebody's got to take the ball.
Well, because if he would have slipped up and said we'll kick.
Oh, yeah. That,
it's happened before.
They're
coached to like we want to defer, and
right?
And then if the other team defers, then it's, of course, we will take the ball. But if he would have messed up and said, like, pointed to the direction that they wanted to kick or something like that, the Lions would have gotten the ball to start both halves. It's happened before.
Which would have just been so perfect for Bears-Lions on Thanksgiving Day.
Unbelievably Bears.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Or Lions. I don't know. However you want to characterize it would be correct.
That would have been great if we had a game where, like, they screwed up the coin toss, so the same team got the ball each half, and you had back-to-back timeouts resulting in a 5-yard penalty. Yeah. That's a twofer.
I was at the game where John Fox challenged a turnover for the other team.
Oh, my God. Hey, we can't help you with yours, John, but guess what we found out when we slowed things down for you?
He won a challenge to give the ball to the other team. It was incredible.
Yeah. He's like, no, that's not what I was trying to do. No.
Oh, but congratulations on keeping your time out.
You did it.
And winning a challenge.
Yeah.
Bears Nuggets.
Yeah. I'll just run through the list of the guys who did not practice today. It is a lengthy list. Mario Edwards, Marquise Goodwin, Akeem Hicks, Sam Kamara, Cole Kmet, Allen Robinson, Roquan Smith, Damian Williams, all out today, and you did have, as I said, Justin Fields was limited. So looking forward to seeing what that looks like tomorrow if Andy Dalton is continuing to take the first team reps as he did today. And, of course, I'll be reporting right here on The Score. And I got a show tonight, guys, 6 to 9. There'll be more Bears talk. I'm going to have Patrick Finley on tonight. I ran into the great Scott Merkin in my neighborhood, and we were talking White Sox. And I said, you know what? Stop talking. come on the radio with me tonight at 7:20. So Scott Merkin's coming on tonight at 7:20. And then I heard there's a rumor going around that you guys did an excellent interview with Gary Fencik, which I haven't heard, but I planned to replay that because I was told it was hot.
Yeah, he's thoughtful, man. He's very thoughtful, and he's candid, and he's passionate. He cares, and he's very knowledgeable. So, yeah, you know, that the structure of that organization needs to change, and the more people talk about it like him, the more I really believe that it might be happening this offseason.
Yeah, I mean, so I think, like I've been saying all along, something dramatic has to happen beyond a coach firing, because the Bears have done plenty of coach firings. They are not a team that lets their coach just sit around and collect dust forever when they're losing. But something else beyond that probably needs to be done to bolster, not bolster, but to give some faith back to the fan base.
And just let Nightingale report Stroman to the Cubs and not credit Spiegel. Just let it happen.
Oh, we're going to start with that. Oh, we'll start with Spiegel's ability. How many more Twitter followers have you gotten since you broke that? Are you leading the way at the score now? Do you have the most Twitter followers?
No.
Oh, Parkins has more. Is that what you're saying?
No, well, I mean, you know, Lawrence has way more than
I do. Oh, Lawrence is the king. Yes, yeah, Lawrence is the king.
I think Bernstein's got a lot. Yeah,
I don't even know. I don't even know.
Okay. But I'd say let one of those big shot reporters.
Absolutely, yeah.
Not credit Spiegel. And you thought I ranted when the Bears got Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do we have to do a special show, you and I, Danny, like we did for Khalil Mack?
Labor Day, Memorial Day, 4th of July, New Year's Eve, Christmas Eve, son's birthday. I do not care.
Yep.
If one of them
it's on.
Does not credit him properly on Twitter, I will lose it.
The MLB on Fox Twitter account, as Shane said earlier, credited Ken Rosenthal. And I've been tagged by like maybe 50 tweets from members of the mob trying to point Ken back towards point Fox.
Rosenthal credited you, and he trumps that account. So I'm not gonna. But if an individual, just let one individual slip up one time, and I am coming for them.
It is off to the friggin' races.
Here's the deal, guys. I have two differing reports from my two different sources on the years and salary.
Conflicting. So we call those conflicting reports, man.
So I can't go with it.
Man. Conflicting reports. This is...
I can't risk the good name that I've built with the magical, you know...
You're walking away from the table up.
I think so.
That's what you're doing. You're cashing out.
Has Bruce called you yet and said, hey, what the hell? How did you get that? What's going on? You're making me look bad.
A loving, supportive teammate text from Bruce.
Oh, of course.
We grew close doing that inside the clubhouse. We had a good time.
Yes. He's a good man. Yes.
I mean, you're going to take his job, but he's a good man. I'm just kidding.
Parkins, you can't make those kind of jokes in this business, and you know that.
It's a joke.
Everybody is sensitive. We're all sensitive.
Yes. And remember, Mark, that Danny killed sports updates.
I know he did. Hey, Danny. Thanks for that, by the way. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
No problem.
Yep.
I got you.
Yeah. Take credit for that. That's a good thing.
Have a good show tonight.
Bears. Thank Bears. You. Bye,
Bears.
Guys.
Bears. Yeah. Just one of them. Just one of them. Don't credit our boy.
Quit yelling.
Yeah. That's true. That's
right, Herb.
You know, we'll end on a much calmer note. Parkinson Spiegel on the score. Mark Grody coming up after us. Parkins and Spiegel on the score. Spiegs all over. Cubs and Marcus Stroman in serious talk. Spiegs, I think it is, you know, I guess we should do some generic sports talk here for a second. Say they actually do get Marcus Stroman and it becomes official. The type of pitcher they are getting, what do they need to know?
He's got 4-plus pitches. He's one of very few guys to go that deep with that many pitches, and I mean a lot of swings and misses on all of those pitches. So, and he can be crafty. The durability is a huge thing, and as Jed talked about that, I think that's a big deal because he's started 32 or 33 games in four of the last five full seasons, had one real bad season in there, which I think looks like the outlier for the most part. And what's really interesting here is he had seemed to want to go to a team where he could compete for a title. I don't know that that's going to happen, obviously, here in year one, but he's the kind of arm that should age well, and I just tweeted something from Eno Saris over at The Athletic about some of the peripherals and some of the arm slot stuff that indicates he might age well. So he's a guy who's going to help you get through a transition year, if that's what you end up having, and still be top of the rotation caliber as you get to year two and three and four is the idea on that. But a bit surprised that he chose a team that might not be super competitive right here from the get-go. But it's been crazy. Right? All these starters going all these different places, man. It's like there weren't a lot of options left, and some of these guys really wanted to get paid here before the deadline at midnight tonight.
Redirect. Certainty, right?
Yes.
Knowing, hey, when there's a season, where am I going? Am I going to Arizona or am I going to Florida for spring training? Where am I setting up shop for my family? Where am I getting my kids into school? I have no idea if any of those are considerations for Marcus Stroman or not, but they are reasonable things for human beings.
Hold on one second. Marcus Stroman just tweeted Chicago Cubs.
Did he really?
With exclamation points. So there it is.
Did he credit Matt Spiegel?
He did not.
Himself? He credited himself. How dare he?
Good for you, Speaks.
Nice job, Speaks.
It's a nice day. Thanks, boys. You guys have been hilarious and supportive. And
here's Marcus Stroman quoting Adbert Alzolay's popcorn emoji tweet. You ready to deal all year in front of that unbelievable Wrigley crowd, my bro? Let's get to work at Cubs.
Hell yeah. All
Done.
Right.
That's tremendous.
The Cubs signing a big-time starting pitcher before baseball locks itself out for who knows how long. What a sport.
I know. It was a crazy good baseball day. Rick Hahn speaking. Cubs get Stroman. And now, good night, everybody, for 90 days. See you later.
At least, yeah. We'll enjoy this news cycle because it's your last positive one until March Madness. Oh, God. What a game. Thank you to Gary Fensick, who was fantastic on today's show. Mark Grody, thank you as well. Listen to Grody between 6 and 9. Tonight, Connor O'Donnell on the Twitch chat and video stream. Thank you, sir. Herb Lawrence in for Tanny today. Thank you very much. Shane Reardon, our executive producer. Great job, as always. For Matt Spiegel, a multi-level baseball person, I am Danny Parkins. We are Parkins and Spiegel. This is The Score.
Yeah, Fried Chicken Wednesday, baby. Yeah, one of my favorite nights. Those are fried chicken, yeah. Wednesday night, baby. Fried chicken. Yep, fried chicken Wednesday. Fried chicken Wednesday. Who deserves fried chicken? Me. I deserve fried chicken. It's Wednesday. Wednesday night. Fried chicken, yeah. Closer to the weekend, Thursday. And then Friday, here comes the weekend. Wednesday night. Fried chicken Wednesday, baby. Who deserves fried chicken? Me. Who deserves fried chicken? Me. Love fried chicken. Chicken Wednesday, baby. Fried chicken Wednesday. Wednesday night, baby. Fried chicken Wednesday, yeah. Yeah, fried chicken Wednesday, baby. Yeah, one of my favorite nights.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.